afternoon. Welcome to Agriculture Today here on the Red River Farm Network, live and direct from the Big Iron Farm Show underway in West Fargo. We hope you'll join us as you make your way to the show over the next 3 days. And don't forget, you can follow our forums as well on yourliveevent.com. Or you can check them out later on YouTube as well. Plenty to come during our noon hour today, but we're going to start things off with a look at markets. Randy, crop report day, what's happening in this grain market?
Looks like USDA pretty much just punted, kicked the ball down the road here. We did see a little bit of a change in the corn acreage. They found about 800,000 more acres, increased that. And yields have been right in where the trade was guessing. So we've got the corn and soybean markets trading with double-digit losses here. Wheat is on the plus side. That was probably the bright spot in the report. Right now, Minneapolis wheat trading 14 cents higher. Chicago wheat's up 6. Kansas City's up 11. Corn is down 9 to 10. And soybeans trading down 17, 18 cents here at midday.
We're talking with Dale Weston right now from Farmers National Company, one of our sponsors here at the Big Iron Farm Show. And Dale, obviously, everybody wants to know what's happening in this land market. Certainly a different environment here at the show this year with higher interest rates. What do you see as the environment we're in today?
You know, I haven't seen the interest rates be a big factor yet. I think there's a lot of good balance sheets on the farmers' behalf. So I think there's still some dry powder out there for people to want to buy if that right piece comes along.
That's exciting to see, because obviously we've gone through a pretty strong cycle here in recent years.
We have. And you know what I see in this cycle compared to 10 years ago is 10 years ago, it seemed like the marginal land, the stuff that might have some drainage issues, saline issues, got brought up with the high-priced good land, whereas now I think our buyers are being more selective. And so I think we're going to see a huge variability in a small geographic area between what land sales will go for.
It all depends on location, doesn't it?
It really did. It does. It always has. And motivation. Right. You know, we've got some young gentlemen coming back and women coming back to farm. There's some opportunities with FSA loans because we talk about interest rates, but they still have some great loan rates for land. And so we see the dads buying it, the young operator getting the loan and then transferring it over. So there's still opportunities out there to buy.
And we saw this wheat crop yields came in better than I think a lot of folks anticipated. In many cases, it's all, you know, it goes from field to field. But I think that maybe some of the same expectation with some of our other crops going into fall. Does that have a play into these markets?
You know, it always does. If we've got money in our pocket, we're going to spend it typically. And we're going to either buy land, increase our equipment line, or build machine sheds or stuff like that. And land is always the one that people kind of fall back on, and they know what they like and they know what they want. So I think we're going to still be strong this fall, especially up and down the Red River Valley. Maybe see a little bit of weakness out in the outer areas in some of that marginal land.
What are we seeing in the rental side of things?
You know, the rents have went up dramatically in the last year. You know, there's just so much competition. Guys want more acres to run that equipment over, their cost of productions. And so, you know, we've seen some rents go up, you know, 15-20% at least, or higher in certain areas.
Well, again, Farmers National Company, we're going to be talking land values and more at our session at 2:30 today and on Wednesday.
Yeah, we're looking forward to it. We appreciate all you guys do.
Good deal. Dale Weston with us again from Farmers National Company. Once again, Randy, give us another snapshot of those numbers as we look at the crop report today, what impact we had.
All righty. December wheat in Minneapolis right now trading 12¾ cents higher, 780. March is up 12½ at 795¾. December Chicago wheat is 5¾ cents higher at 590. Kansas City December wheat's up 9½ at 733½. December corn down 10¼ at 475¼. March corn's down 10¼ at 490. November soybeans down 19¼ at 1349¾. January beans are down 19 cents at 1364¾.
Tuesday Farm News on the Red River Farm Network. We are live at Big Iron today, and we are here talking with Minnesota Corn District Field Manager for Northwest Minnesota, Marlene Dufault. tell us a little bit about what's going on here. What's Minnesota Corn focusing on with Farm Bill?
Currently, we are working with our legislators to get them to pass a fair and updated Farm Bill. And one of the areas we support is updating and strengthening the safety net. The Farm Bill was based on 212 production, cost of production, and so we have sharply increased those costs in the past 12 years. So the ARC and the PLC, our programs are really vital for Minnesota and the rest. Minnesota also supports the federal crop insurance and the increased funding in market access programs and foreign market development for our exports. Minnesota recently in 2021 exported $9.2 billion worth of ag products. So it's we're heavily promoting the exports as well and things like that.
And Minnesota Corn also keeping a close eye on ethanol as well.
Yes, currently Minnesota fuel stations have had some impressive unleaded 88 numbers in 2023. There are about 454 stations in the state that are offering E15 or unleaded 88. And between January and May of 2023, Minnesota fuel stations reported selling 46.5 million gallons of the biodiesel blend. That's up 18% compared to the same period in 2021 and 44%. I'm sorry, 18% in 22 and 44% in 21. So we're really, really happy with those numbers. Minnesota also played a key role in advocating for the creation of the biofuel infrastructure program. The Minnesota Research Corn and Promotion Council has contributed millions to this grant program to allow fuel stations to install unleaded 88 and upgrade their equipment. So we've been busy.
And you guys have a booth here as well at Big Iron. People can come visit.
Yep. We are in Building C, and please stop by, and we'll be there the next couple days.
All right. Thank you, Marlene Dufault, joining us here on the Red River Farm Network.
Thanks, Whitney. I'm here with Troy Amundson with Premium Ag Solutions. Troy, it's a beautiful day here at Big Iron.
Yeah, this is a day for the records. I mean, nice temperatures, cool out. Probably not many people in the field yet because of the fog this morning. So that kind of should drive a few more people out here. And I mean, not high in the 80s, and it's not windy. So, I mean, you can basically chalk up everything to a nice day out here.
Absolutely. Let's talk a little bit about your booth and what you're showcasing here today.
We're over at booth 304, which is directly south of the Vaderstedt booth, which everybody's pretty familiar with. What we're showcasing this year would be our precision planting offerings, basically planter attachments, anything to upgrade a planter, and then also thinking about combine season. We also have a set of combine tracks we brought out that are a modular set that can basically fit on any brand or make model of combine. So those are a couple things we have brought out here this year.
Yeah, you know, looking back in the past year, what's been some of your top sellers or premium services that you're offering?
So, I mean, over the last year, our main things that we focus on is the planter retrofit market. So building new planters for guys, upgrading their existing planters, anything from small maintenance items up to a complete rebuild. So, I mean, basically, if you think about a planter and you think about springtime, we've got a solution to help you along. One of the things that we see this time of the year is this is the best time of the year as the crop comes off to go and look at the job that the planter did. You know, we always talk about walking fields in the spring after planting, but the reality is of most of us don't have time to do that with the spraying and that stuff starting as soon as we're done. So following the combine is probably the best time to go out and look and see what job did the planter do, and then remind yourself that come 6 months, we're going to do this again. So let's make sure we do it right next time.
Yeah, certainly. Anything new coming down the pipeline?
So precision planting is now shifted focus a little bit into the sprayer market. And here this fall, they're going to release a new product called Symphony, which is going to give us the ability to retrofit a sprayer to the latest, greatest technology, kind of like we've been doing for years in the planter. So, you know, we're obviously not done working on the planter, but now we've looked at another thing that really needs some attention, and going to work on the sprayer as well as the planter going forward.
Yeah, absolutely. And again, where can they find you when they come to the grounds?
Booth number 304. So if you come in the east gate, we'd just be directly on the north, a little bit to the south there of the east gate. So come find us, and we'll be happy to chat with you.
Absolutely. Thanks, Troy. That was Troy Amundson with Premium Ag Solutions. I'll hand it off to Whitney Pittman.
Thanks, Sierra. We are here again at Big Iron talking with Shane Isney, Minnesota Farm Bureau Federation District 7 Director, kind of the northwest part of the state. Shane, first of all, a lot of things going on in Farm Bureau. What are people up to here this week? I know a little bit spread out and getting a lot accomplished.
Yeah, busy week for us. We've got a group taking our normal trip to D.C. this week, our fall trip to the Day on the Hill. And so we've got a group led by our Vice President, Carolyn Olson, and they are out there working on farm bill stuff mostly, trying to protect crop insurance and other things like that. So it's and we've got people spread out all over. So it's a very busy week this week. So.
And, of course, you know, you farm up near Badger, Minnesota. Talking about drought conditions, that's something that's been a little bit of a concern here for Minnesota farmers.
Yeah, very concerned. Our particular area has been very dry this summer. We're trying to take off some crops right now, but we are seeing the effects of it, especially with our livestock. We've had to start feeding cattle a couple weeks ago, and so that's going to eat into our hay supply, so we're pretty concerned about that. Our crops are what they are. Our early crops were very poor. We're seeing a slight improvement in some of the later ones, but still much below normal.
And what are some things that Minnesota Farm Bureau is keeping an eye on then, policy-wise, as I know this last legislative session was a pretty exciting one in Minnesota. So what are some things, some big issues you're watching there?
Well, without getting too specific, there's a lot of concerns from the last session. And right now, I'm traveling, as many of the directors are traveling to the different counties having their annual meetings. Got another one tonight. And we get all sorts of different issues coming from the different counties. And we take pride in the fact that we are grassroots. And I am strictly prohibited to get involved in that process. So I'll leave that to them. But they are very important issues that are very pertinent to ag right now. So.
Well, thank you again, Shane Isney, joining us here on the Red River Farm Network. We are reporting from Big Iron.
Good afternoon from the Big Iron Farm Show. Again, the Red River Farm Network with forums going on each day. This afternoon at 1:30, we're going to have a market outlook. Farm Business Management Instructor Betsy Jensen, Brett Elke from Innovus Agra, and Jerry Gulke from the Gulke Group will be talking about what's going on in this market. Really important, I guess, especially with Crop Report today. And we've got more sessions coming up on land values this afternoon, and also a session with Freedom Financial Group. We're going to visit with Marissa Nielsen in just a second, but just a quick note here. Securities offered through Bethel Fisher & Company Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA, SIPC, Investment Advisory Services offered through BFC Planning Incorporated, Freedom Financial Group, BFCS, and BFC Planning Incorporated are not affiliated entities. Our firm does not provide legal or tax advice. Be sure to consult with your own legal, tax, or health advisors before taking any action that may have tax implications. We got that out of the way now, Marissa.
Holy
Let's talk
cow
business.
Lawyers. Holy cow, lawyers. Get some lawyers in the room. You see, this is why you got it. Everything's got a disclosure, doesn't it? It's so fun. Yeah, I'm so excited to be here with you guys today.
We are, too. It's great to have you back on the program this afternoon. Talk about it. What's on the schedule?
Oh, man, we're going to talk about a bunch of things. We're going to talk about tax, legal, risk, wealth, how to communicate with your family, how to build your team. One of the things that is so important to me is making sure that people have opportunities to get the education they need so that when they come back to their communities, they're empowered with the tools they need to make the most important decisions for their family about their estate plan, succession plan.
When we're going through that type of transition, there's so many moving parts. I think sometimes we get stuck because it's hard to make a decision.
Yeah, you know, I've talked to a whole bunch of folks out here today, and they said, you know, I'm just overwhelmed. It's just overwhelming. And I said, you know, one of the things that we're going to do in our session is make this simplified. We're going to give you some checklists. We're going to give you the questions you need to ask your accountant, your attorney, your family members, because it is an overwhelming subject. And then with the tax law changes, there's a bunch of stuff coming for us. Farmers and ranchers all across the United States today, 2025, game-changing year. And if you don't know what's happening in Congress in 2025, your farm is at risk.
So we need to be out in front of that.
We do. And part of that is preparing. You have two choices. You can prepare or you can repair. My family didn't prepare, and that's why we no longer farm. You know, I grew up as a kid in Max. I'm a farm kid from Max, North Dakota. And, you know, I was there the day they auctioned that farm. And so what I learned during that time is that you've got to have a team. We can't be the Lone Ranger anymore. We've got to have a team. We've got to have people that come to the table and make sure we've got These places are in order, from everything from your estate plan to your succession plan to transitioning for retirement money, having enough there so that the next generation is not at risk. And then how do you protect it from things like nursing homes? How do you protect it from long-term care and medical costs?
And this is really the future of our legacy. As you say, yeah. It's sometimes hard to ask some of these people to come all to sit at the same table, but they want to do this as well.
Yeah, and we've got some great resources to get you to the table, number one. And then when you're at the table, what do you do? Where do you start? So one of the things that we're going to have, and I know you're simulcasting this today, we've got all of those resources online for you as well. So you're going to want to get those downloads. They're free. We're not selling anything. We are literally here to educate, empower, and equip you when you walk away with some tools you can take home to your farm and ranch today and get your plan in place.
It's so complex because we're looking at multi-generational businesses, and you look at some folks that are involved in the farm, others that are not. They all have different places and where they are in their life.
Yeah, and how do you keep the family peace through that too? You know, what's fair is not always equal. And so we got to talk about that. Like, we got to talk about the stuff that people don't want to talk about. But at the end of the day, you need to take control, because if you don't have a plan, and I say that with a great deal of love for all of you listening, we've got to take control of our futures here. Because if you don't have a plan, the government, the IRS, they absolutely have a plan for what they're going to do with your stuff when you're gone. And we are a river, not a reservoir. It's going to flow through to somebody, baby.
Great information. Again, Marissa Nielsen with us, Freedom Financial Group. She's going to be on our program at 3:30 this afternoon, 3:30 tomorrow afternoon, and on Thursday at 2:30. Note that time. I think there's something wrong in one of the directories. We want to make sure you note that time on Thursday. It's 2:30. And you can also find it live streaming at yourliveevent.com, as you can with all of our forums. Once again, we're coming to you from the Big Iron Farm Show. This is the Red River Farm Network.
This is the Red River Farm Network here at the first day at the Big Iron Farm Show. I'm here with Dave Gertz, District Sales Manager for ProSeed. Dave, you've been telling me you've been coming to Big Iron for a few years.
This has been my 41st year, and I haven't missed one other than the first two. So I've seen a lot, and this show has really grown in the last 3 to 4 years. I think our team that's running the show is doing a fantastic job.
Yeah, absolutely. Let's talk about ProSeed and that crop out there. How are some of those the crops that have been planted and everything? How are they looking?
You know, crops are unbelievably well. Talking with growers, the wheat crop was good. The dry bean crop was good. We talked to some guys today that, you know, corn, the first cornfield is taken off. 22% moisture, but it was on the dried up stuff, and yield wasn't good, but it, as I check yields, and I mean, there's a procedure you do that, and we have some phenomenal potential coming. I mean, absolutely phenomenal. Again, the same thing with soybeans. Yeah, we've got our areas that are dry, but even those areas that are dry, I've taken counts where I've seen yields are going to be down in that low to mid-20s up to the mid-40s to close to 50. I mean, it depends on if Mother Nature treated you right and give you some moisture. I mean, that's the things that happen. But the potential is there. With probably one of our highlight varieties is 1984, doing just a phenomenal job. As we look at the new bean varieties, the Extend Flex, the 0.3s, the 0.4s, 0.5s, I think the farmers are going to be very, very satisfied when it comes to doing these later season crops, along with sunflowers. I mean, it's just we had heat units, and we're getting natural dry down. We're getting the beans are senescing the way they should be. It's a fun time.
All right. Thanks, Dave. That was Dave Gertz here with District Sales Manager with ProSeed. Be sure to stop by their booth here at Big Farm.